The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now we're joined by one of the country's leading YouTubers who has done something really old-fashioned by comparison with YouTubing. She's written a book. Melanie Murphy is here, fully functioning human, in brackets, almost, about living in an online, offline world. Melanie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I wrote a book.
A book, yeah. Not a conventional book, though, really, is it?
No, it's not. A lot of people actually have been asking me, like, what is your book? What's it about? And I don't want to call it a memoir and I don't want to call it an advice book, but it's kind of based around a lot of experiences I've had with growing up in the modern world. So what a lot of young people are going through right now with having to adapt to technology and all the impact that has on your self-esteem and your mental health and stuff. And I feel like I've come through that tunnel and I wanted to compile everything into something physical that people could have.
So it's your life, but it's a logical extension to the YouTube channel, isn't it?
Very, very much so, yeah. So like I've written all my life. I always wanted to write fiction. I've always written stories. But the publishers, you know, they saw that my channel was doing really well and I recently hit 500,000 subscribers. But they approached me way back in the day and said, would you be interested in writing a nonfiction book? And I instantly like dived onto it. I was like, definitely, because there's so much stuff that I feel like I can't say in a video that I'd have to sit there talking for like 45 minutes almost to get the point across. And I ramble. I find it easier to hone in on my thoughts when I'm writing. Whereas on even now, like I kind of stumble over my words a lot. I'm a lot better with words when they're written down. And there's also certain things as well that I feel like are a little bit too deep for me to feel comfortable with talking to an inanimate object about, because that essentially, like when you're doing YouTube videos, you're talking to a camera. It's not like when, like right now, it's easier to have a chat. And I definitely thought that doing this would be, I'd do it more justice in like getting my real feelings across.
For people who aren't familiar with your YouTube channel, what type of things do you put on it?
Oh yeah, sure. So it's evolved quite a lot over the past 4 years. I started off doing a lot of stuff around beauty and food and confidence. I had a video go viral about my acne a few years ago, and that was the first time I did any Irish media stuff. But then since then, I've kind of tried to make my channel mature, as in I'm 28 years old. So like the things I talk about now is the likes of sex, and I'll talk a lot about different topics that relate to my life and how I'm, where I'm at with them. So even things like oversharing online, as an example, like why we do that, and like just exploring these topics in a very laid back kind of way. And I feel like the connection I have with my viewers as well, a lot of the time they will inspire my content. Like they'll keep asking me, will you do more videos like this? One of the series I do on my channel is based around my recovery from eating disorders. So that's gotten an awful lot of attraction recently, I think, because that's becoming a much more prominent problem nowadays. So things like that, I feel like I'm quite passionate about it. So it's just, it comes very naturally to me to make more content like that.
Of those 500,000 subscribers that you upload to, what type of people are they? What age? Do you know much about your audience?
Yeah, so the great thing about YouTube is that you have analytics and it shows you the age, where they live, everything like that. So my audience is primarily women, teenage girls and young women up to age 24. There's some of my viewers are right up until their 30s. And then the youngest would be about like 12 to 14, I'd say.
What do you get out of putting all of these videos online?
It's like therapy. It's very cathartic, I think, to be able to say, and I was so shy when I started my channel, and now I'm like bursting with, like, I find it very easy to do talks in big rooms and stuff, because my degree was in teaching and I was really terrible at public speaking, and I found that this really brought it out of me. But when I peel back layers of myself on the internet, I find myself feeling more comfortable with those aspects of myself. So stuff that I previously would be very embarrassed. Even today, like I was on telly and I had a big stain on my shirt and I kept covering it up. And so I just said it out loud on live television. And then I was like, I forgot, and then I stopped covering it up. So I think it's that the more things I've done that with, the more helpful it's been for me in my own journey, and it helps other people in the process.
Yeah, but how difficult was it to get started? If you're a person, you say, who is shy, and if you've had various issues with depression and eating disorders and whatever, how difficult was it for you to actually to put those things online? And what prompted you in the first place to do it?
So I started my channel in 2013, and I was watching a lot of other people make vlogs and videos about different issues. And it was actually an Irish YouTuber called Anna Saccone had opened up about bulimia. And that's why I went to an eating disorder therapist. The only reason was her video. And it sounds like a big thing that something as little as someone mentioning something in a video having that much of an impact on you. But I saw them do it and how much it kind of impacted their life in a positive way. So I really wanted to become that. I wanted to do what they were doing. I wanted to make friends online in the same way they were and have my own little cubbyhole of the internet full of all of stuff that I wanted to talk about that my family might not necessarily be interested in. Like my dad and my brother didn't want to hear me rattle on about the kind of stuff I talk about on my channel. But then there is an audience, like there's a niche audience for anything on YouTube.
What about trolls? Are they out there on YouTube?
In their droves.
So how do you deal with that? Because if you have a sort of a fragile confidence, how do you deal with the nastiness that there often is, the deliberate attempts by people to try and pull you down?
This is the thing, like people either like crumble under it or they grow a massively thick skin to the point that, you know, I think my first wave of dealing with negativity and like trolling and stuff, I've only had one really bad troll where they literally like threatened me with death and rape and everything. I went to the police over it. It was really bad. But that, I think initially I was crying and I was really upset about it. But then the more I talked it out with people and the more I thought about it, I kind of realized like if someone's doing that to me, there has to be something really wrong in their life. They must not be in a happy place themselves. And I tried to become more empathetic and understand the psychology of bullying, which I actually talk about in the book. I have a whole chapter about cyberbullying because it's become a huge... You never, when you're a kid, like you never thought someone could get at you in the privacy of your own bedroom. The fact that technology now, like you see young people, they're just always on their phones. So it's so important to develop that kind of that thick skin with any of that kind of hate, because it happens to everyone.
Do you think, is that a good or a bad thing that young people are always on their phones?
I think it's, I don't think there's enough balance at all, but the problem is I don't think it's happened so fast that the education system hasn't had time to adapt to it. And I really would love to kind of get in there and kind of help with bringing in classes to help young people deal with all this surge in technology. That's why it's affecting them so badly. But it's a bad thing, but it can be used in an amazing way.
How do you use the phrase monetize what you're doing on YouTube? Because presumably if you're a YouTuber and you have your own channel, there must be ways to make money out of it as well. Or are there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So it's been my full-time job for 3.5 years now. And like a very comfortable job. Like I've set up a company and everything like that. And the way I earn money is I earn it through a bunch of different streams. But so when you upload videos, my channel gets on average about 1 million hits a month. So across the channel, ads will be placed on the videos. I have no control over those ads, but it's the same way with television and everything else. It's just ads pop up and I'll get an income from that one stream. And then I'll work with brands every few videos. I'll include a sponsored segment with a company that I like, and I'll always have to disclose of that. So that's another stream. And then the other one would be the likes of kind of doing hosting on the side on other channels, or appearances, or like there's so many random little income streams that it just builds into this snowball of, it's very complicated. Like I had to really get a business hat on. I'm not a business minded, and I have a manager and stuff now who helps me, because I'm not the best at dealing with companies and all that jazz. I just like talking to a camera.
Where are you from? I'm trying to work out the accent.
Oh, my accent's so muddled. I'm a mongrel. I grew up in North Dublin, so I grew up in like Blanche and all that kind of thing. Then I lived in Navan, then I lived in Skerries, Drogheda, and my mum now lives in Roscommon. So my accent And I'm very influenced as well by like American and English YouTubers who I watch a lot. So my, because I change my accent to like have better diction and stuff. So yeah, it's a very muddled. I get that a lot.
I was just wondering. I was just asking where it was coming from. So
yeah.
First book of many, do you hope?
I mean,
books as a sideline to YouTube, or do you see your whole future being in YouTube?
I definitely don't see my whole future being in YouTube. I'll do it as long as I enjoy it, and when I get bored of it or I don't enjoy it anymore, I'll jump ship. I've made a short film recently, very interested in filmmaking, very interested in writing and fiction, and just throwing stuff at walls to see what sticks. Like it's that kind of exciting new industry where I'm in a very lucky position to just try stuff and then figure out what I'm best at and what I like the most.
Really interesting stuff in the book as well. Melanie Murphy, author of Fully Functioning Human, Almost. Thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word this evening.
Thank you for having me.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.